Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. A Saturday night, Sunday for most people. And we're having a good time here learning so many things. Oh my goodness, June bug ETs and more. Dave the Mystic is with us. And I've known him for a good, what is it, Dave, maybe 4 or 5 years now, you think?
Yeah, it goes back to 2019, I think.
Oh, good memory, 2019. And I've loved you from the beginning. I love your sense of humor. I love how you explain things. We always have a good time. And I just want to say thanks for your friendship as well as coming in here and explaining some new things. Man, I still just want to, like, man, Barry, man, what did you do, Barry? That's so amazing that he just comes to you like, hey, you know, watch this, Dave. Whoa, that's pretty cool. Well, we wanted to ask you about, because we're going to be taking some calls a little later on. But before then, you were talking about that you've learned a whole lot about ETs recently and how they're in plain sight, how we can look for them, and just, you know, some interesting things that you found out.
Sure. Well, a number of years ago, I started finding out about ETs hybridizing with people. And I started running into some of these hybrids. And typically, they would look like young women in their mid-20s to late 20s. They would go in, and they were dressed so smartly that it almost seemed inappropriate for, dropping in on a conference or a talk or something. And you'd start looking at them and realize that their eyes were off. Typically, they would be wider at the outsides, and they were a little bit wider set on the face. And you start looking at them, and they immediately picked up mentally that you were scoping them out, you know, and taking notice of them. And they start fumbling around in their purse, grab some sunglasses, put them on, and walk out of the meeting room and disappear. And I had this happen several times. And but the one that really showed up a couple years ago that was so fun as sort of an example of them blending in. So my wife and I went out to go to McDonald's to get an iced tea in the evening, and right in front of us, there was, on the other side of the intersection where there was a left turn lane, a sedan rear-ended a pickup truck and, you know, a little fender bender. And we went ahead and turned into McDonald's, went to the drive-thru, got the iced teas, and we're sitting there in the parking lot, and it's raised a little bit, and it's overlooking the crash scene. No sirens, no lights. We see the truck driver who's walking around. He's a young man in maybe his mid-30s. And the other driver is now the car. And I finally tell my wife, look, I've got to go down and see if everybody's okay. And I've been through enough of my own wrecks. I know sometimes you just kind of sit there stunned. And so I walk down to the sedan. And there's four women sitting in it, and I talked to the driver, and the women look like they're in their late 60s, mid-70s, and they're all wearing these dresses, sort of like suits, and, that are kind of dated. I mean, they would be smart for the time, but they might have been out of date by 10 or 15 or 20 years. And I asked the driver, I said, are you all okay? And she kind of looks at me and says, well, yeah, I think so. I said, well, maybe it'd be a good idea if you turned off the car, because it was still running. And she goes, oh, yeah, okay. So she turns off the ignition. And I said, well, what happened? And she said, well, I was driving down the road, and I was following the median, and too late I realized that the median went over to the left for the left turn lane. And I ended up hitting the truck in front of me because I couldn't go around them. I couldn't steer around them. I start looking closer at this woman and the other three women, and I realize, by golly, you guys aren't from around here, are you? You got some outfits from Central Casting and somewhere you snuck.
You did not say that. You did not say that, did you?
I did not say that to them. But I was definitely thinking it, because the other three women were all sitting there mute. They weren't talking amongst themselves. They weren't saying, oh Gladys, this is going to be okay. We'll get to help the other guy get his truck fixed. You know, none of that standard stuff that you'd have, at least one or two of the women, taking charge and talking about it. They were all silent. This was like a girls' night out from the planet, X. And they borrowed some outfits in the car, and oops, they got in a wreck and got busted. And it's also strange that, a block and a half away was a fire station. No sirens, nothing happening. And, I was talking to them as already 10 minutes after the accident happened, and I know people have been calling it in, but it's like there's some type of energy around it that was keeping the emergency responders from coming down. Well,
interesting.
But, I went over and talked to the young man, and it was a bad day for him. He just found out that his cancer, he just been told that it was reemerging. He had been in remission, and so a bad day, and then to have his car or have his truck get clipped by this car. But the women were just so out of place, and I've talked to a number of people, and I've also seen this where I truly do think we have a lot of ETs walking amongst us, and in many cases they've learned a lesson that if they dress strangely, outrageously, out of character, people these days are so scared to get caught out on looking at somebody who looks different because of our social insecurity about that type of thing. These, just whatever, it's how society has gotten to this point, that if they dress, very strange, very out of the ordinary, nobody will stare at them because they're afraid to. And so that ends up being the best disguise for them. And I've had it a couple times. Other friends have had it where you see somebody who's looks very different, I'll just say, in a grocery store, very noticeable in terms of the color of the outfit, whatever, the appearance. And then you never see them again. It's not that you're deliberately trying to hunt them out, but you're crossing enough aisles to look down, and you may be at the front of the store, and you don't see them go through a checkout lane. You don't see them in any other aisles. It's kind of like they come and go. And I'm sure if they're doing this, that they also have the capability to mess with the security cameras in the grocery stores and essentially not leave a trail that they're doing this. So, these folks are, I like the phrase hidden in plain sight. I think they're here. I loosely categorize ETs in three groups, the ones that are very helpful, very protective of us. They want us to do the right thing as we're approaching this major vibrational shift of however that's going to manifest. Then there's another very big group of passive ETs who they're just hanging around watching. They want to see the shift happen, but they're not committed either way. They're not good guys. They're not bad guys. They're just watchers. And then we have that smaller subset group of the sort of the dark ETs who are interacting with people who are unpleasant on this planet and doing things that are just dark or negative. And but they're all here because as I travel around the universe, I go to many, many different places. I keep finding that we're one of the roughest, toughest places in the universe on this planet in terms of being a training ground for people who have incarnated. I know we're talking about past lives and the idea that you come here to train, to learn, to grow, to have opportunities. And I think we're getting a double whammy here. One is that the Earth was never meant to be a tropical paradise where we get to sit on the beach and have little parachute or parasols in our drinks. I don't think it was ever intended to be that. A few people get that occasionally. But we're here to have challenges and to grow. And one of the bigger challenges, I think, is coming in the near future, which could be in 2 weeks, 2 days, 2 years, 20 years. But a major vibrational shift where we already know that we're in the transition from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. Nobody can tell you exactly when that happens because the astronomical part of that just isn't that precise. But we're obviously in it and shifting. I think it's why we continue to go through these challenges like the financial crises of 2006, 2007, and all the political turmoil we have, the polarization that we have, the emergence of China as a global superpower, all these types of things. I think they're part of this challenge to get people to, quit hiding out in their basements, playing video games and eating pizza. It's time to get involved and understand their moral strength and imperatives and to get ready to be transitioned in some way. So
I think that they're on their phones or playing video games and having avocado toast now. It's not pizza anymore. I think it's something vegan. Yeah. Just saying. Just got to cut you off there.
Whatever the latest frou-frou is, right?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, when we it's interesting that you say what you're talking about. You know, I've always followed Dr. David M. Jacobs and Bud Hopkins, and Jacobs' last book was They're Walking Among Us, is something like that, Walking Among Us.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about all that kind of stuff in plain sight and that kind of thing. And some of the things he talked about is, and some of the things I've noticed along the way too, but they talked about when you would run into a hybrid that they are amongst us. And I think a lot of our audience is already there in belief of that we talked to Z just a few weeks ago about what he experiences and what he said to look for in the ones that he was communicating with. If everybody remembers that a few weeks back, but besides maybe the eyes and longer ears, and sometimes they're taller, sometimes they're much thinner, and sometimes much paler or even green. We had Ben Lone Tree. He remembered meeting someone green, like a greenish color, like an olive green. Mm-hmm. But the other things besides the physical part, they would talk about the spatial part and the fact that they just don't know how to be a human being. And part of the hybridization project that they discuss at one point, once you're done with the physical part of taking the eggs and all that kind of thing, later on they continue to use that life or abductee, contactee person in learning how to become a human, where they actually say, okay, you know, a hybrid will come down and they want you to teach them how to make a bed, how to walk the street and shop or do whatever to be a human, not just look like one, because they've pretty much mm-hmm. established the look, even though it's a little bit different. But now it's, you know, how do we act like one? And some of the things are, you know, if you go up to New York City, people, you can be close to people And of course, you know, that's just the way it is because it's so many people up there. But if you're out in the country and you're doing a little shopping at the little main store, everybody keeps their distance. But the Jacobs even called them humbrids at one point, but it's always easier for me to say hybrids. But they would talk about space in a way of, okay, they don't notice, they don't recognize space-wise. You know, if you're too close to somebody and you talk to them, or you're too far away from somebody and talk to them, they don't understand that. They're not sure how to tie shoes. They're not sure how to do things. But one of the spatial things is, and people, this is interesting. I found this the most interesting. If you're on the other side of the street and I'm going to say something to you, if you say, hey, Connie, what time's the bus coming by? And if I say to you, 10:30 in about 10 minutes. Well, I need to talk like this in about 10 minutes because I'm yelling over to the other side of the street. But they wouldn't know that they needed to talk louder because you're on the other side of the street. And they could even talk too loud when they're really close to you.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.